what we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Andy Klein and Amy Nicholson. First up, Downton Abbey, A New Era. Amy.
Yeah, Downton Abbey's task with the sequel is to shake things up a little bit. You know, try to get this upstairs-downstairs divide a little bit permeated. And they do that by bringing actors in who actually, I think, do a great job in kind of punching up the series and making it fun, even if they are knocking off a subplot from Singing in the Rain.
Downton Abbey, A New Era. Andy.
If you're a Downton fan, I'm pretty sure this will be satisfying for you. If you've never dipped into this world, it will be incredibly confusing. There are a lot of characters to follow and hard to tell them apart, but give it a shot.
Simon Curtis, the director. It's written by Julian Fellowes, the creator of the series and now the second feature film. Downton Abbey, A New Era is rated PG and wide release. The horror drama Men stars Jesse Buckley and Rory Kinnear. Amy.
Yeah, Jesse Buckley plays a woman who goes to this county farmhouse to escape her problems. It is beset by a half dozen men, all played by Rory Kinnear in this unrecognizable series of performances. It's a very blunt movie about misogyny that doesn't have a lot to say about misogyny, other than misogyny exists. It comes in many shapes. That said, it's got some terrific, creepy images, and Jesse Buckley's amazing.
It's written and directed by Ex Machina's Alex Garland. Men is rated R in wide release. Emergency stars R.J. Kyler and Donald Elise Watkins. The film's directed by Kerry Williams. Andy.
This is about a group of students on nearing graduation who find a passed out white girl in their living room, and they're all Black and Latino, and they don't want to go call 911. And so they're trying to deal with her responsibly, but everything screws up. It really does build up a head of steam as more and more things conspire against them. I thought it was very exciting, just a little too attenuated at the end.
Emergency, Amy.
Yeah, the ending is the problem here, but everything up to that is like incredibly tense and funny. The young cast is great. R.J. Kyler and Donald Elise Watkins, who stars two of the boys, they're really fantastic, and I think they're on track to have great careers.
Emergency is in wide release. It's rated R, and in a week it'll be streaming on Prime Video. And also out this week, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers combines live-action animation, and Amy gave that a strong review, much more subversive than you would expect, she says. The film is rated PG and it's streaming on Disney Plus. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Thank you so much for joining us. We remind you the full hour of Film Week is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.